Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Welcome back to Grizzly Bear Bets, part of the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. You guys heard the theme music. You know I'm back. It's Matthew Gill filling in once again for Chase. I'm going to be bringing you tonight's betting preview for tonight's game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the 76ers. We're going to look at the spread, the total, a couple player props, one of which I absolutely love. And as always, I got to get my first quarter bets in. But I want to start here with two things off the top. Number one, I absolutely love the Grizzlies tonight. -5 on the spread, a 5-point home favorite. And more than that, I think coming off that Timberwolves loss, I think the guys got a little bit embarrassed in that game. Maybe we're reading a little bit too much of their own press clippings. Reading the internets a little too much coming off that Knicks game with the Ja triple-double, and I think they may have got out ahead of themselves a little bit. Maybe weren't as prepared as possible for that Minnesota game where Anthony Edwards took over and the Grizzlies looked pretty bad, honestly. Bad free throw shooting, which has been a Achilles heel for some time now with this team, and then just terrible on the turnover margin. You're just not going to win a lot of basketball games like that, and that gives me a ton of confidence in their ability to bounce back tonight against the Sixers. However, there is one thing that gives me pause, and it's a little bit because we just don't know, and that is, how does Joel Embiid play against the Memphis Grizzlies? Well, we don't really know. He's only played 6 career games against Memphis. He has not played in Memphis in FedEx Forum since 2018, so we really just don't know. He has not played against this current construction of this team very often or at all. He has not faced the Grizzlies with a Steven Adams, who I would think is going to be banging down low with him all night tonight. The only real stat, and I don't know how much really to glean from him, he does average 13.3 points per game in those 6 matchups against Memphis, but again, haven't seen him in Memphis since 2018 in that 2020 game, which is the only game he's played against Memphis since that time. He only played 16 minutes, something like that, so nothing that we can read too much into, and that's the only thing that I want to lead off with at the top. You got to take every stat I'm going to give you with a little bit of a grain of salt, because Joel Embiid is their best player. The Sixers go as he goes, and therefore, we really don't know what this matchup is going to look like with him in the starting lineup. But I still have a ton of confidence in Memphis tonight. Let's look at the spread to get us started here. As I said, Grizzlies a 5-point home favorite tonight. A couple stats for you here. The home team has covered 8 out of the last 9 games in this matchup between Philly and Memphis. Memphis 8-0 straight up in their last 8 at home against Philly. So if you're scared of that -5 number, the money line does seem to be a safe play in their last 8 matchups. And Memphis, I don't love these stats, these day of the week stats, but 5-0 is 5-0. Memphis 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 home games on a Friday, which is the case tonight. I don't love those stats. Sometimes they can mean nothing, but pairing that with the fact that I think they're going to come out looking to bounce back strong tonight, I do like the Grizzlies on the spread tonight. Moving on now to the point total, sitting at 217 on the dot. A couple stats here for you, a couple over numbers. Memphis has gone over the total in four of their last six games. The over has hit in eight of the last 12 in Philadelphia versus Memphis games. And over in four of the last five games for Memphis played on a Friday. Again, don't love those stats. Sometimes they can mean nothing, but four out of the last five on the total and 5-0 on the spread. The Grizzlies clearly like being at home on Fridays. When you see a stat like that, as silly as it may seem, you still have to back it because you're just not going to find a hit rate like that when you are gambling that often. So we're going to trust that and those stats. So I really love the over tonight of 217. I also think that number is super low, which does give me a little bit of pause. That means Vegas does believe this is going to be a lower scoring affair, but Grizzlies been scoring at a high level. Defense hasn't been awesome. With all the injuries on the Philly side, maybe they struggle to score some points, but they do have some guys who can get on some heaters, including De'Anthony Melton making his return to Memphis as well. So I like the over tonight of 217, and I also really love the spread of -5. Now, if you're looking for something a little quicker, don't think you're going to be able to stay up for this whole game. You know I'm going to have some first quarter bets for you. I love the Grizzlies in every single game on the first quarter. They cover at a high rate. They win them at a high rate. And tonight's line is super low, in my opinion, way too low. Again, I'm going to keep harping on it. These guys are looking to bounce back, and I think they're going to come out and jump these guys in the first quarter. I really think Memphis is going to come out playing really well in the first quarter, going to try and get out quick on Philly. So the first quarter spread only sitting at 1.5. That's going to have to be a hammer play for me. It is sitting at -105 as well, so we're getting right around that even money number. If you want a plus sign, I also like them to win by 3-plus points, which would be +105. And then something I'm going to put a tiny, tiny sprinkle on, probably just like 10 bucks, but at +600, let's go with Memphis to win in one of those band bets, one of those winning margin bands. Memphis to win by 7-9 points, +600. As I said, I think they're going to come out and jump these guys. It's tough to get a double-digit lead in a quarter in this league, but I think the Grizzlies are going to come out really strong. So I like that 7-9 winning margin in the first quarter for the Grizzlies as well at +600. Going to be just a sprinkle play for you, but something to definitely take a look at. And check out all those margin bets on DraftKings. They have some great options for you there. But yeah, the first quarter -1.5, that's going to be a hammer for me. Love the Grizzlies tonight coming out quick. Speaking of hammer plays, I got a player prop here for you. A player prop lock, I would call it. I love this number. Jaren Jackson over 15.5 points. I think that total is way too low. He has gone over 15.5 in every single game this season, except for his first game, which I totally throw out. He's been on a real tear after that, obviously just trying to get his feet wet in that first game where he returned, just getting back in the flow of NBA basketball. So I throw that game out completely, and he's been on a really good scoring tear ever since. He's also scored 20-plus in all three of his home games this season and his last four home games overall. Obviously, that goes back to last season, but yeah. I think Jaren's going to have a really good night at home. Likely P.J. Tucker going to be on him. Maybe Embiid comes to help out a couple times if Jaren really gets going. But I think Jaren's going to have a good night. We'll throw in something for you a little bit later in the same game parlay as well that I'm going to give out for his three-pointers. But I think he easily hits this number. He's shown a real aggressiveness this year. He has definitely grown on the offensive end since he has come back, and I think that we easily hit this over 15.5. Next player prop, got a shout out, 12. Ja Morant's assist total sitting at 8.5. I love the over for tonight. I think he's going to easily be able to score, but I think he's going to make a concerted effort to get his guys involved. And things have really switched for Ja since Charles Barkley said that he doesn't make his teammates better. He's averaging 9.6 assists per game since Barkley kind of called him out there. And in those five games since, The Memphis Grizzlies are 3-0 when Ja has double-digit assists and 0-2 when he only has single-digit assists. So I think that he's going to make an effort to really distribute the ball. He's going to easily be able to score against the backcourt of the Sixers tonight, unless Melton just, you know, obviously has a great scouting report on Ja, so maybe he gives him a little bit of trouble, but we're going to stay away from the point total altogether, and I like the over for 8.5 assists for Ja tonight. And if you, I mean, he's still going to score 10 points, so if you like the double-double number at plus 135, I can't advise against it. I think it's definitely a viable play. I like the assist at 8.5 over for that. And then, yeah, I mean, the double-double does also bring the rebounds into play, so it is a little bit of a safer bet. Speaking of double-doubles, another one that caught my eye on the board was the Steven Adams double-double. Plus 235, I think that is really good value. He's had 4 double-doubles over his last 8 games. Thing that does give me pause, as I said at the top of the show, we just don't know what Joel Embiid is going to look like playing against Memphis. His point total, Steven Adams, is only sitting at 7.5. I think there's going to be a ton of foul potential, though, for Steven Adams. Obviously, that's not what you want to bank on for him to get to double-digit scoring, but if he hits 4 free throws and he could go 4-for-8 from the line, I think he definitely gets to double-digit points. So take a look at that double-double bet for Steven Adams as well at plus 235. I just think it's great value. I don't know if it's going to make it to the main card for me, but it definitely is good value there for the Steven Adams double-double. But we will definitely have the Ja over 8.5 assists on the card. Let's get to that main card now. My favorite bets for tonight, the ones that I will be officially playing. Memphis -5. As I said, I think these guys are going to come out looking to bounce back big from the loss to Minnesota. So give me the Grizzlies -5. Sixers obviously down a couple guys as well. So I really like the Grizzlies to win by 6 or more tonight. I think that they cruise there towards the end. Plus, you got free throw potential, obviously, if it does come down to a tight game, and I like the Grizzlies to bounce back. They have been shooting free throws better after those games when they've really struggled. I harken back to the Kings game a couple weeks ago where they end up losing after Ja misses some free throws at the end of that game. They shot, I don't know, like 30, 40%, something like that from the free throw line, and were able to bounce back over the next two games hitting 75%. So I would keep an eye on that. For tonight, I want to see the Grizzlies shoot it around 75 to 80% from the line, and I think they will. They've been able to respond and bounce back pretty well from the line when they've struggled the game before. With that being said, that also helps us out for the over 217. I think that's a super low number. The Grizzlies really good over stats, as I shared at the top of the show. So give me over 217 on the card as well, and then give me all of those first quarter bets. -1.5 is going to be a big play for me to win by 3 or more, plus 105. That's going to be probably a regular one-unit play for me. And then the 7-9 for the Grizzlies to win by 7-9 points in the first quarter, plus 600, going to be a little bit of a sprinkle there. And then Jaren, over 15.5, that's going to be another big play for me. I think he hits this number easily. And then the Ja over 8.5 assists, as we just covered. Let me give you quick same game parlay, and we'll get out of here. We're going to go a little bit lighter, something hopefully a little bit easier tonight. We have yet to hit one of these, but we've come really close every time. So tonight, our same game parlay for Memphis versus Philly is going to be the Memphis money line. The reason I'm doing that is because if you do the same game parlay on DraftKings, they will give you, they will make you play it at a half point higher. They don't want to push on that. So if you wanted to play, if you like the total, the full game -5, if you do it in the same game parlay, they're going to make you play it at -5.5. That takes away our push potential. So I just like the money line on the same game parlay for Memphis. I think they definitely win this game. We're going to move the over down to 209.5 for the same game parlay as well. And then we're going to move Jaren, his point total, up to 17.5 points. As I told you guys, 20 points in all three of his home games this year. I think he hits 20 tonight. So we're playing Jaren's points up to 17.5 for the same game parlay. We're going to take Ja over 7.5 assists. And then if you think Jaren's going to get to that 20 point, or we only need him to hit 18, but I think he's going to score 20. But if he's going to get over 17.5 for our same game parlay, he's going to hit at least two threes. So we're going to throw in over 1.5 threes as well. And that same game parlay pays out at plus 550. So it is, again, Memphis money line over 209.5 over Jaren points, 17.5 over Ja, 7.5 assists, and over Jaren, 1.5 threes. That's your same game parlay. That's your full card, and that is your betting preview for tonight's game, Sixers and Grizzlies. Good luck on all your bets. I'll be watching closely. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. I am Matthew Gill at Matt H. Gill on Twitter. You can follow my podcast as well at the Core 4 Podcast on Twitter. That's where you can find me weekly. And hopefully I'll continue to do a couple drop-ins here on this show as well. And you can follow Grizzly Bear Bets on Twitter as well, at Grizzly Bear Bets, and follow SBN Grizzlies for all of our written content on the Grizzlies. You'll see the game preview and some post-game writing as well on there for the game tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.